The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Who is Rorschach? To find out, visit hearustalk.com/who is he.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com. The thing you do with your ears and the thing you listen to when you're having salad and a little peanut sampler and some chocolates while you're watching your favorite DVR'd episode of whatever you want. And it's exclusive to Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Don't forget the goddamn website, okay? Did you hear it before? Well, if you didn't, DJNewStyleShow.com. That's where you go. That's what you type in your little IMs if you get stuck in the past about 10 years ago and you need a way to communicate with people. And instead of asking questions to determine what year you're in, just if you see an IM window, type DJNewStyleShow.com and let them know that in a little while they'll be able to hear this fucking thing. And with me, as always, he's bald. His name is Frank. Frank, how are you tonight? I hope everything is well with you.
Hey, what's going up, Kent? Hey, how you doing?
What's the matter?
None, just a little under the weather, that's all.
You're under the weather?
I just got a headache, that's all. Headache.
Now, is having a headache being under the weather?
I guess so, because you're not your usual self, so you're under the weather.
See, I always attributed under the weather to being, like, sick.
Well, isn't a headache being sick?
I don't think so. Goes away. Goes away rapidly. Like in
well,
15...
so does your sickness.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know. When I think sick, I think contagious. I think things leaking out of things. I think mucus. I think coughing. Really, like, no one, if you didn't tell anybody, they wouldn't be able to tell that you're having a headache, especially with the way the expressions you make.
Well, nobody would be able to tell if I had a pain in my chest either.
Well, that's true. I mean, because you make a lot of pained expressions sometimes for no reason. I catch myself very often having the urge to ask you if you're all right. Just because looking at you, it looks as though you're in some kind of discomfort.
I look like I'm always in pain.
You kind of do. You have that, like, weight of the world on my shoulders kind of look.
I do have the weight of the world on my shoulders. Yeah.
You do? What's your most pressing issue right now? Just give me a top shelf inconvenience that's in your life right now.
Inconvenience, or I don't understand what's on my shoulders, or what's an inconvenience?
Well, I mean, again, this is maybe semantics here, but I think that when you say you have the weight of the world in your shoulders, it's not something that you enjoy.
Well, I have the weight of my shoulders,
like the fact that you enjoy listening to AC/DC isn't something that weighs down your shoulder. It's something that's inconvenient.
Well,
the
fact that I'm you know, the main income person, and I have a wife and three children and a hefty mortgage. And
the fact that you're the breadwinner?
Some people may say that.
That's true. Well, that always will weigh on you. That never goes away until it's all paid off.
See, you don't have that because you're living. You're a twink. You're a twink. You're living in a twink household.
Hold on.
So you have absolutely no pressure whatsoever.
Did we just stop being friends here? You called me a fucking twink.
A twink.
What's a twink?
Two income, no children.
Isn't that dink? Double income, no kids.
I didn't know.
Twink is like the fucking the angelic hairless homosexual who gets fucked. you just not a friended me. You just basically called me a fucking twink. PA Russ is saying that that Twink is a singer in Ireland, as if anybody would have any fucking clue.
I guess I could have called you a tink, two income, no children, but whatever. I mean, really,
you're in a fog right now, Frank.
You're in a great spot right now because you got, you know, you and your missus, you're making, you know, both of you are making a pretty nice income, and you got no children, so you have a lot of disposable income, my friend. So enjoy it while you can.
You're a little envious.
Well, I mean, you have a lot of disposable income. That's what
I'm in a situation right now that you are kind of like, you seem to be advantageous.
I was in your position in the years 1995 to 1997. 1995 to 1999, I was in your. So you're going through what I went through from 95 to 99.
Wow. So from 95 to 99, you were a twink?
Yeah.
Bent over an ottoman and bawled out. Until Donna came home and you usher your secret lover out of the back door. He hops a fence.
No, no, no.
Anyway, Frank, so, you know what? I don't fucking... I'm trying to think of a way to say this that you don't get offended. Promise you won't get offended?
I cannot promise anything.
Please just promise me you won't get offended.
What are you trying to say?
Is there ever even a fleeting moment in your life where you have a fantasy of being back in the stage of being a flaming twink? Do you ever have even a fleeting moment of like fantasizing?
The word fantasy connotates something that's
What about the word twink? What does that bring up to your mind?
I think about it. I think about what it would be like if I had no wife and no children. I'd be, you know, living the life of Riley.
So you don't really feel like it's a bad thing necessarily to explore your thoughts and maybe put yourself in scenarios of like what might have been if you didn't have kids, something like that.
I don't know. Right. I mean, I made the right choice.
It's not to say that you don't love your kids and that you're happy to have your kids, but sometimes you find yourself drifting away to a happier place where you have no kids.
Not happier, a different place.
Oh, okay.
I'm happier now that I have
a different place.
I chose the right path.
A different place where everything is easier and you don't have to earn as much money because you're not burdened as much.
Right.
By having the kids.
If I did live that lifestyle, it would probably be a very lonely existence.
It would just be you, a couple dogs, and a wife who slaves in the kitchen for you.
Yeah.
among other places. That's all I'm saying. Frank, I got to tell you, it's episode 299. This is 299 episodes we've been doing the show. And we've been doing the show for quite a while.
Right. Well, I mean, you've been doing it longer, but, you know, whatever.
Well, I'd say that we've been doing the show for quite a while. I mean, the show's been on far longer.
How many do you think, I mean, out of the 299, when did you start counting? When did you start episode one? Was that when you started with There Is No Radio?
Even before that. See, that was before I was even on Radio BBQ. By the way, Radio BBQ, speaking of that, I got my hands on a few episodes of a show that was on there called The Brown Lodge. Are you familiar with that?
No.
I was able to go into the Internet Audio Wayback Machine and enjoy some episodes of The Brown Lodge featuring the people currently known as, well, I guess formerly known as Best in Show Chris, Best in Show Keith. They used to host a show with one of their friends called The Brown Lodge.
Who?
Keith and Chris.
Oh.
From the show, I guess, formerly known as Best in Show. Are they done? They have they officially have three shows. Maybe four. I don't know. They had the most shows. Thursday and Sunday, Best in Show, The Brown Lodge, Sunday School with Keith. They had a million fucking shows.
Yeah, I don't. Do you think it was a sort of thing where, like, everybody wants to be a millionaire, where it was overkill and they got tired of it? You know what I'm saying?
Wait, are you saying that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is over with? Because that's a lie. It's still on.
Well, the Regis, the prime time.
No, Regis got tired of it. Regis moved on. The show is fucking tearing up the goddamn lunchtime charts. I watch it every day while I'm eating my sandwich. And,
how?
And
if you're working
and staring at the clock, I have a lunch break, Frank.
You're talking about the daytime one with Meredith Viagra.
Yes, Meredith Viagra. She is small, blue.
Do you find her attractive?
You know what? I could see something going on. Rewind her about 10 years, and she's probably something else. But she just looks like a fucking.
Is Howie Mandel's show still on the Deal or No Deal?
I don't know. I didn't.
Well, anyway,
you know
what I'm trying to say is they had so many. Maybe it's the fact that they had so many shows on that they burned themselves out.
They burned themselves out on the big production game show with the fucking zooming lights and the huge crowds.
Well, I was actually talking about Best in Show.
Oh, is that what you're saying?
I was trying to make an analogy.
They did have really crazy dramatic production.
And this guy, Best in Show Chris, he's somebody, you know, he would do a show on, if it fell on Thanksgiving, he'd do a show.
He did it on Christmas. He did it on any holiday because it means nothing to him. It's just any other day.
Right, because he's an atheist. And now he just, you know, whatever.
Okay, well, that's good. You seem to have very strong yet completely flimsy opinions on everything Best in Show Chris does. Frank, it's very evident that you're in a fog right now. Does this have anything to do
with
you?
Well, I'm sitting here with the lights off and a slumber mask on my eyes, so yeah, I can sit there.
Do you really have the lights off?
Yes, because the lights hurt my eyes.
You're sitting in perfect dark.
Yes.
You're sitting in perfect darkness with a fucking slumber mask?
The thing with you is... I've known you for about 4 or 5 years. You never get sick.
I've been sick. I've been sick. I get sick about once a year. I don't know. What's the normal acceptable number of sicknesses?
But you don't. You never are bedridden.
I was bedridden recently. I had the fucking flu. I didn't know I had the flu, but maybe that's your whole fucking point. I've never had the flu until. And knew it until just around Christmas, and I was kind of bedridden because I couldn't get in a comfortable position. My fucking bones hurt. It was that kind of sick,
you know,
that I had.
Speaking about bedridden, my dog Sophie, I don't think it's going to be much longer because she's not moving. Hasn't left the same spot in 3 days.
Really?
Yeah, she can't even get up. Her gates are closing big time.
She's bedridden.
Well, she's dog bedridden, bedridden. Yeah.
How long has she been like this?
3 days. We have to pick her up and move her everywhere.
Oh my god! Why do you have to move her places? Just let her.
Well, how else is she going to get it around? Her leg. You know her leg. The one leg that she's.
Her little, what?
Her leg, you know, the one leg where she's a little wobbly on.
Yeah.
Well, she can't walk at all now. She's a three-legged fuck.
Wow. Well, Sophie,
what are you playing?
It's been a nice 15 years.
Why are you playing Sarah McLachlan?
I'm just saying that pretty soon Sophie will be in the arms of an angel. An angel who treats her just as poorly. And
let me ask you a question. Be honest with me.
Do those shitty ads, food?
Do those ads at all touch you, or not? You could really care less.
I'm going to ask you something. I'm going to counter your question with a question. What do you think? Do you think that I'm untouched by them, or do you think that they move me?
Because here's the thing. There's two versions of that commercial. One with Sarah McLachlan, and one with Willie Nelson.
Is there one with Willie Nelson? Really?
Yeah,
I don't pay my taxes, and I'm a fucking old man with braids. I got girly hair, and I fucking look like a wrinkled shit.
With Sarah McLachlan.
Don't talk about Willie! God damn it! Don't you talk about Willie! Fucking Southerners and their blind faith and loyalty for this old, withered fucking schoolgirl. I fucking hate Willie Nelson. Fuck Willie Nelson. Sorry, Clayton. But fuck Willie Nelson. Thank you.
The weirdest thing is, if you've ever seen Willie Nelson from a picture from the 1960s, because back then, when he started out, he had short hair and he would wear a three-piece suit.
Really?
And it's the weirdest thing in the world to see him like that.
Yeah, and now he looks like fucking Sitting Bull with his dumb fucking headband and his fucking braided pigtails.
As I, as I was trying to say, the Sarah McLachlan commercial does not affect me, but the Willie Nelson one did, and I don't understand why. And besides, and the animals you see on there in those commercials, it's not like they're, you know, it's not like somebody fucking took a cigarette butt and put them in their eyes. I mean, they look okay. Maybe a couple of them look a little malnourished, but they look
mal
pretty
what?
Good.
Mal what?
Malnourished.
Malnourished.
But seriously, I mean, they could have animals on there that look a lot worse than the ones that they put on there. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Like for example, our friend Jimmy J.J. Walker, his dog was probably could have is commercial worthy. His dog Dami. I got a pit bull named Dami. His pit bull named Dami probably would be on that fucking commercial. Fresh from chewing some kind of arm flesh off of a kid, put him in the goddamn commercial. But but those commercials, they do affect me. I mean, I like how anytime there's something where it's like emotional, you ask me if it affects me for two reasons. There's two motives you have. You either want to know if I'm heartless and cruel, or you want to know if it's okay for you to feel moved by them. Would you say that's the case? Are those the two reasons you ask me these types of things?
The reason I asked you is just to see if it affected you. I don't have any ulterior motive.
Because you led into a story about how the Willie Nelson one really gets you.
Yeah, the Willie Nelson one, I actually had to turn the commercial off because I was starting to get a little misty, and I had to turn it off before I you know.
Why? Because he doesn't pay taxes like a good citizen?
No, because he smokes on top of the White House. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is as follows. A long time ago, I don't know, maybe about 6, 7, 8 years ago, I had seen a dog hit by a car in the Garden State Parkway.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
And this thing, and in God's honest truth, he must have shot up in the air 15 feet.
And landed in a Glad bag. Swung to and fro. As all those memories rush
but
back.
The
in
reason
your head.
I stopped watching those animal rescue shows was because I was getting depressed by watching those shows. It was, you know, I know they're helping them, but you get depressed by you see what the people.
You know what I started watching was Animal Hoarders, and when I say started watching, I caught the last half of one episode. I wanted to say that I started watching it as though now I'm an established fan, but I accidentally watched 20 minutes of an episode, and I thought it was great when the Samoan man thought it was nice to get rid of 15 of his 17 cats. And he held each one and says, I love you. I love you. I'll always love you. Yeah. How about you didn't fucking love him because he was in piles of shit and you could barely feed him because you were hoarding animals. You're on a goddamn cable show called Hoarders, but it's not fucking memories and garbage that you think are treasures. It's actual fucking living animals. It's pets that you're hoarding. Do you watch Hoarders, Frank? Have you seen any of these things?
I mean, after the third or fourth episode, the novelty kind of wore off. You know, when the first Hoarders came on, it was, you know, everybody was, oh, Hoarders is on. Everybody would tweet, Hoarders is on. But, you know, after the third or fourth episode, it's the novelty wears off. And it's
What effect does that have on you? When you see that and you see how those people live, like, I guess the new thing is Hoarders Buried Alive.
Right, I think it's a different network.
Well,
different.
Yeah, but when you see that, what kind of feeling does that evoke in you?
I know most people will see the disgust in it, but I see the sadness in it.
You see
the sadness that these people are going through mentally. Because I do suffer from mental illness.
I gotta take my shoes off. I'm in shorts.
Are you broadcasting from the new studio?
No, not yet. I'm in my parents' house still. This weekend I'm going to be moving, dismantling the setup and moving it over. I think. I got to paint the room and all that shit. Let me just take my socks and shoes off. Hold on a second. Okay, put my finger between my toes, just get that lint out. Okay, now that's good. Now I'm set and I'm ready to talk. I'm ready to entertain. When I watch that shit, I don't sympathize with them. And I don't feel the same thing where it's like, oh, that pill really does remind him of his mom. And the reason she keeps all those newspapers and those fucking rotten, moldy dolls is because they meant something to her at one point. She can't bear to separate with that, blah, blah, blah. I find myself yelling at the fucking screen anytime someone even tries to help these people. when they walk in. And they say, why don't you just throw them out? Everybody likes to just come in here and say, why don't you just throw something out? I can't. Every time. I just can't. Well, then you deserve to fucking die in it. You deserve to die in it. What are you fixing? You're not fixing anything. You're just going to clean their house up so they can shit it up over another 20-year span. They are never fucking cured. I don't care how fucking... Oh, you can see the floorboards again. You should be able to see the fucking floor. If you can't see the floor in your fucking house, it's a goddamn fucking disaster and a tragedy, and you deserve to fucking die from a cave-in of the shit that you can't get rid of. You deserve to die from it. It's the honorable way to fucking do it. And yes, Clayton, I use the southern voice to express the people that irritated me because they couldn't throw shit out. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm thinking of fucking Willie Nelson. But I can't. They deserve to die in it, and that's probably how they want to go. They want to die in their fucking memories that no one else cares about. Fucking scream at the TV watching that. Why are you sending me emoticons, Frank?
Oh, I just wanted to see what the different ones looked like.
Well, no, you sent me a dancing stick figure, a rotating clock, a fucking martini glass, and what looks like pancakes with birthday candles in it.
I wanted to see what they looked like when they were sent. That's all.
Upon taking your Blanche Devereaux sleep mask off your fucking bald head, you decided to send me a couple of emoticons.
Well, as I said, I wanted to see what they looked like when I was. I don't know. You know.
Yeah, Frank, I don't know what to do with you. I don't know. I really don't fucking know. It's to the point where we're not doing.
Maybe
prep.
What you need is a good defense.
A good defense? What are you talking about?
Stop treating like a criminal. I've discovered 90s music.
Are you saying you're now listening to 90s?
I'm starting to listen to 90s music. I listened to
were you just singing right now?
I was listening to something for Fenona Apple.
Fenona? How do you spell that?
I think it's Finona, Fenona Apple.
Fenona Apple.
And it was a song that came out. It's called Criminal is My Best Defense. Like a Criminal.
Hmm.
And I listened to it on 90s at 9. At 9 X6 radio.
God, you are fucking, you're all out of sorts today. But so I'm glad that you discovered something else, Frank. I'm glad that you're finally into the 90s. By the way, have you seen the video of that?
I know I have.
Fiona Apple, Criminal?
I have not seen. I just heard it on the XM radio.
That entered my life at a period where I think I either just got internet access or I did not have it. And if I did, I was unable to acquire pornography. So I think that entered my life where that qualified as jackable video. You didn't see, you owe it to yourself to at least watch this video to see what passed as pornography. Now I could spend upwards of an hour and not come up with anything I'd consider watching. I could spend an hour in a vat of footage and not come away with anything I see worthwhile. But back then, this fucking video, because maybe she has knee socks and a fucking long shirt on, and she's on the
there's floor. You in the there's you always
wow, you are getting there. Keep going, keep turning it over, step on the gas a couple
now,
times.
You are in the fucking
go ahead.
You are into fucking women wearing socks, and I don't know what it is about it, man, but
it's a
you
good
need
look.
Help.
You know what it does? It highlights everything.
I don't know what that means. See, you know how you explained to me the whole stale ketchup thing? Explain to me how it highlights everything, because I just don't get it.
It's not supposed to be there. It's a different color. It's got it applies a different light and texture to the leg.
Oh.
It brings your eye there, and you notice it even more. I mean,
oh, I see what you're saying.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Like maybe when you see a fucking broad, you see some fucking broad wearing some fucking slut clothes. I don't know why I'm getting into that. I really, as an aside, I think I need to officially stop saying the word broad. I'm not in the fucking roaring 20s or the bustling 30s. I don't even know what was the nickname of the 30s.
Dames?
The oh shit, it's the 30s. The oh fuck, here we go. It's the goddamn 30s. Let's crumble up crackers and pretend it's cereal because we're all fucking poor and we have nothing. Way to play along, Frank. Thank you for yawning, by the way. That's good. Just threw out a fucking a tow rope for you. And you know what you did? You know what it was? I was in a speedboat and I saw you floating.
I threw a rope out
and you tried to grab it and you just sunk to the bottom of the sea.
I was a little distracted. My daughter came in for a kiss goodnight, so that does take precedence. I apologize.
Oh, well, she's up pretty late, isn't she?
She's 9 years old. She was watching Glee. Tonight's Glee night, so.
Well, you know what? Glee is a terrible program.
Do you know that I cannot even... This is... And I have to wait to show... Okay. We are not allowed... Did I ever mention this? We are not allowed to... Nobody in the family is allowed to watch Glee.
Is that because you're all heterosexuals?
I don't know. I've never seen the show, so I don't. It's like the show Fame, isn't it? Something like that, or the show Fame from the 80s, something like that. But we're not allowed to watch it, and she starts getting very upset if I tell her I'm going to start watching it because she says that's my show. Because there's situations there that are, you know, sexual situations, and I want you seeing them.
There's a lot of gay stuff on it, right?
I don't know.
It's a singing and fucking dance, song and dance fucking TV show involving high school teens and dykey gym teachers, right? I mean, that's the extent I have.
Do you know that the gym teacher was the same lady who was in 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yeah, that was her. Jane Lynch, I guess is her name. The best was, I guess they had a Super Bowl commercial with the cast. And at our Super Bowl party we went to, my dad's friend was there. And he's like, you know, he goes hunting. He fucking plays golf. You would consider him a burly kind of guy's guy. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's like, oh, yeah, that's the kids from Glee. It's a pretty good show. You know, I've seen it a couple times. I'm like, wait, is that the gay one where they all sing gay songs and act really gay? And it's the gay, and it's a really gay show. And he's like, well, I mean, I never really saw a full episode. He, like, instantly backpedaled. He was trying to sell us on it 20 seconds earlier. But the minute I cottoned on to the fact that that's a gay fucking show and you shouldn't be watching it, he instantly fucking started pedaling his bike backwards, going back, going away from it. But now you're saying if you watch it, it's not because your daughter doesn't want you to turn into a homosexual. It's because your daughter doesn't want to be embarrassed that father also is a Greek.
Right.
I think, Frank, if you have any shred of friendship for me, you will at least record the audio of you trying to watch it with her.
You're gonna hear her start crying, and I don't know if I could play.
You have the iPhone, correct? You have the iPhone?
Yeah, I have an iPhone.
You take
3G.
Take a little. Oh my God!
Third generation.
Boldly facing 2006. Take it and start a voice recording, and just hold it like you're tweeting or something. And walk in, sit on the couch next to her, and just let us get a taste of the reaction. Can you do that? You think next week?
I don't know if I want to. I mean, I could do it, but I don't know if I want to do it. I mean, that's kind of a little too personal.
Oh, it's too personal.
I mean, you know.
She's mortified.
I could do it, record Luke, you know, playing Xbox Live and yelling at everybody that he's playing against while he's playing GT4.
Wait, why is it okay for us to hear audio of your son but not your daughter?
I don't want to hear you hear my kids crying in despair. You know, it's a little, I don't know, it just creeps me out.
I don't know. I'm not really into. I mean, I'm not trying to act as though I'm somebody who gets excited by hearing kids cry. I'm just really in. I'm really interested in them in what
you
they.
You want to hear a kid cry, though? That's
no,
what you're
I
trying to ask
hear,
me.
I want
to
hear.
Appreciate
I want
to
hear
ask.
The names that they call you when they're mad. That's what all I really want to know. I want to know.
No, they don't call. They don't really call me names. I was on the phone with you earlier. You heard my two kids having a battle.
Well, yeah, that's right. They were arguing. You were telling them it's the other kid's turn.
Right, because you know.
And then there was just fucking screaming, and you didn't have any control of it. So to get control, here's what a parent would do. In my own estimation, I'm not a parent. I admit that, but I would think that a parent would punish the kid and maybe take things away from the kid who's not behaving. Like, you're not going to have fucking dessert, no Glee, blah, 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 if you keep doing this, right? But instead, your course of action was to say, just do it or I'll have a heart attack. You're basically,
that's what I said. Yeah, that's what I said.
That's exactly what you said.
What else could I say?
Just do it or I'll have a heart attack.
Not
like, not just do it or you're in trouble. Just do it or I might die.
Right.
Is what you're telling me.
If I could just digress to this.
Please digress to this.
GT4. And I don't want to get on the whole, is it, you know, should he be playing? But he's grunting. But I have now, and I don't know if we talked about that, but we are now doing Xbox Live GT4. So my son is making friends with people across the country who are playing GT4. And the funny thing is, and you know, both my son never got to see any of his grandfathers. So he
not even the picture of him in a suit on the beach.
Well, no, that was my grandfather, but he never got to see my father or her mother's.
Okay. Sure.
So he met like a gentleman on playing Xbox Live GT4, like a 60-year-old guy, and he invited him over. He wants to invite him over just to play.
I'm driving him
there over the weekend. He lives down in central Monmouth County area, so I'm going to invite him over. I think his name is Charlie or something.
Wait a minute. Please
so he's going to have a grandfather figure in his life.
Wait. Because I was kind of dazed at the image of your grandfather wearing a suit on the beach, as is the norm when it's mentioned, I missed the fact that your son met somebody via Xbox Live.
Yeah, he met this gentleman. He seemed like a nice guy. I think his name is I don't know what is it. You know, Chuck. His name is Chuck. And he met this guy. The guy in his profile is like 60-something years old. And he sends my son Luke, you know, text messages, because you can send people text messages via the game.
Do you know what
it is? Long story short, I'm going to drop my son off there over the weekend to play with this guy. He's got games and stuff. He's going to play with my son. He doesn't have any family of his own. He's just a bachelor type of guy.
Now, here's where I'm at with this whole thing. In a way, because I'm a friend of yours, and let me finish. I kind of want this to be not true. But as somebody who really enjoys the fact that you have no fucking clue what you're doing, I really want it to be true. Frank, is this just a fucking ruse? Are you really just putting this on?
No, I'm bringing him over there over the weekend to play with this guy. This guy says he's playing
Xbox Live, and he has a headset. He can hear the guy through the TV,
right?
And the guy's talking to him,
right? And
for those who don't know, because I have detailed drawings of your layout. I know every inch of that house, every opening.
You've never been in my master bedroom.
Yeah, I haven't. That's right. I know every opening, every window, everything about your house. But for those who don't. The TV that has the Xbox Live is right outside of Frank's fucking bear den of an office. Right outside. So it's safe to say that while you're working, you hear everything that's going on that TV.
Yes.
Was it at all jarring to you that your little angel face son is taking a liking to my...
Why do you got to rain on my parade? He's taking a liking
to my
son.
But why is this your parade? Your son is being picked off by a cyber predator. You know what the beauty of Xbox Live is? You don't even have to invite them over to play the game. You're already playing a game with them. you don't have to tell them to get in the van.
Saturday morning around 11 o'clock, and I spoke with the guys. He's got lots of toys, lots of things he's going to do with my son, and
you're
I think it'll be
fucking
fun.
Asshole. You didn't talk to this guy. Did you talk to him?
I had to talk to him in order to arrange me to go over there, didn't I?
Are you going to go with him?
I'm going to drop him off at the front door and take off.
You're such a fucking asshole. I mean, there's no way this is true. First of all, you're trying to get one over on me, and you're saying that you're going to just drop your son off at an internet stranger's house.
But I will say this, though. He has met, I guess, kids his age who befriended him on there.
He's got a friends list now.
Yeah.
Do you want to give out his Xbox Live gamer tag for anybody?
He plays under my name.
Oh, wait a minute. So... That might not have been a smart thing to say. I'm just letting you know. Because then you may actually have some fucking 60-year-old Staten Islanders who want to fucking eat cornflakes and play fucking tiddlywinks on a Sunday
and
morning.
And I just say I picked an awesome fucking I did a lot of investigating, a lot of studying, and I picked
and
awesome
here's the part
game.
Of the and here's the part of the show where Frank gives out the name he just said his son uses online. So,
right, maybe I
so put your microphones on and sit in front of your TV, Indian style, with your nutsack on your fucking heel. That's how I picture it. Anytime I hear a fucking an older man's voice when I'm playing Grand Theft Auto, the image is sad, lonely, dark room, fucking guy with an inordinate amount of hair. And a fucking nutsack stuck to his heel because he's sitting Indian style with empty snack bags around him. And that image no longer applies to those of you who have PlayStation 3s because they shut down, or at least they're going to shut down, the PlayStation Network. I know
what, what does that mean? I don't know what you mean by that.
The PlayStation Network, Frank, is the PlayStation equivalent of Xbox 360's Xbox Live.
So when are they going to shut down the network? If there's a certain time they're going to shut it down?
Gone. Pristine Snickers is already already three bottles of whatever he likes to drink.
Wait, so the PS3 taking it off the market?
No, I don't understand what you mean. They're still going to sell the PS3.
Right.
But you know how you have an Xbox 360?
Right.
You bought the console.
Right.
And then you did something else. You paid for a service. So
right.
That you could play games
so,
online.
So
with
PS3
other, with
is doing away with that, playing other people online.
They're doing away with their own network. No more PlayStation Network. That's what it was called.
So you can't play online with anybody.
Yeah.
And play on PlayStation 3.
So maybe you should get your son a
Why'd
fucking
they
PlayStation
stop that?
3.
What was?
Well, they said that a small half Italian child was lured.
No,
in,
seriously,
was
seriously.
Lured into a naked wrestling session with one of his quote friends. I don't know. I don't know funding. I don't know. I guess it's currently down. There's people that are saying that it's going to be canceled. There are people that are saying it's just experiencing difficulties. I really don't know what the fuck it is. I actually, you know what? I think I saw somebody's tweet. Maybe it was Space Edge. I don't know. He said PlayStation Network getting shut down, and he had a series of ha-ha-has. And naturally, whatever Space Edge says is the news. That is what is happening. Frank, I got news. I got news for you. I don't read the news. I don't listen. I don't watch. I read Twitter. That's all I do. That's all I do all goddamn day. I don't even know what the current events are. I get a goddamn newspaper. I still pay for that. I don't know why I do, but I do. So it's, as I said, 299 episodes, Frank. It's a milestone. It's on the eve of a milestone. Do you have any fucking plans?
I think for the 300th episode, you should have your office set up this weekend, and maybe I'll come by there and we'll do a twofer.
Is that what you want to do?
I'm thinking, yeah.
Will you
break it in?
You want to drink a little bit for that, or?
If I drink, I may have to stay over.
Okay, where would you prefer to sleep, with the mice?
I'll just sleep in my car in the driveway.
Honestly, it couldn't be any worse. It couldn't be any. It could be a lot worse with the neighbors that I have. I thought the booming system thing kind of went out in like the 90s, like the huge bass. I thought that was done, but apparently my neighbors are in it in a big way. They like to just go in the street and tinker with their fucking Alpine amps and their fucking bass tube in the trunk of their third hand Hyundai. It's just a mess. You know what I'm? Do you even know what I'm talking about, Frank?
Sure.
You do? Describe the sound to me then. Do your
like
impression.
a real like a bassy sound. Like, boom, 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 and the whole car's doom, vibrating, doom, and the whole house is vibrating.
Doom, 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 doom. And then it like fades out, and you know that they're gone. That's really it. I don't know, Frank.
Do you know that? Speakers, the little speakers are called tweeters, right?
Yes.
I guess that's how they got the name for Twitter, right? For tweeting? Because they're little speakers?
I'm guessing that they just got a short domain name and decided to use it. I think that's really how – I don't think there was ever any fucking brainstorming session that led from, hey, the speakers are called tweeters. Huh? Because wouldn't they just call it Tweeter instead of Twitter? Because they're woofers and tweeters. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, fuck it, Frank. I don't know what to tell you. I do know that we get a lot of email on the Heroes Talk email account, and I know that I haven't been checking it. I had about 550 unread messages, some of them being requests to join our network. Some of them were...
Really?
Yeah.
These are other podcasts who are requesting to join our network,
yeah.
Or your network.
And right. And among the other emails, requests to join the network... and requests to be interviewed on one of the shows.
Are you putting me on?
I am not kidding. We had an email from somebody named David Schmaltz. He wanted to be and it was sent like a year ago, and I didn't even fucking see it. And the subject is, and you know in an email you see the person's name, so I saw David Schmaltz or whatever the fuck his name is. And the subject is, hi, my name is dot, dot,
hi, my
dot.
Name is, huh, my name is, huh, my name is,
you forgot the rest of it. I mean, if you're going to get into the 90s, Frank, you better get in full force. Jump.
All right, so what did Mr. Schmaltz have to say?
Well, the subject was, hi, my name is dot, 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 Santa Claus, offering my service as a guest on your show, sample broadcast included. Now, I'll see if I can get to the broadcast. I don't know. But, see, that's the other thing. I don't even know if I have that fucking thing edited out. But the message is as follows. I have been on the radio as Santa Claus. I have the perfect voice and laugh to create an entertaining visit with Santa. Attached is a sample guest spot I did on Man Alive radio show at Castle Rock Radio. Man Alive is a 60-minute program. My segment begins at 30 minutes. I would love to help you if I can be of service. I'm promoting my latest publication, a humorous retelling of my Santa encounters with people of all ages for the past 18 years. The guy gave me his number and his name, and Frank, I don't like missed connections. So I figure... I owe an apology to Mr. David Schmaltz.
Santa Claus.
Let's see if I can call him and just make amends.
I mean, they're working on in the North Pole now, so he's going to be kind of busy.
Yeah, I didn't know they had an area code in the North Pole. Well, let's see. Let's see if we can get a hold of him.
And who knew he was a German Jew?
Okay, well, let's just see if he's available. This could blow up in our face, but I'm genuinely trying to apologize to the guy. I hope he picks up. I really does. I does. Did I say does? Hello?
Yes.
Is this David?
Yes.
Hi, David. You had emailed me a while back asking if you could promote your retelling of Santa encounters on my radio show.
Promote the what? I'm sorry.
You know how you're Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you sent me an email about a year ago, and I never got back to you. And I wanted to apologize.
All right.
I'm on my show right now with my co-host, okay. Frank. Frank, would you say hello to David, please?
How you doing, David, a.k.a. Santa?
Yeah.
How we doing?
Hey, there comes Santa. See, Santa just comes out of nowhere.
See, he's got personality. And I guess you'd have to were you a mall Santa Claus?
No.
Well, what kind of Santa Claus were you?
Private Santa Claus for hire.
Oh, a private one. So you would get invited to office parties?
Yeah.
Such like, okay. So.
And families. Are we on the air?
We are on the air.
Oh, what's the name of your radio station?
Well, it's Hear Us Talk, and the name of my show is the DJ New Style Show. And I get that you probably sent out a blast email, but I was going through my inbox, and I had like 550 unread messages, and I saw your humble request to be interviewed, and I wanted to personally apologize to you for not taking you up on it and reaching you in time.
All right, so what's your name again?
My name is Ken, And the bald man on the line with us is Frank. He's bald.
All right.
And nobody likes him. Now,
okay, because he's bald.
Well, that's among other things.
All right, what city are you in?
I'm in New York.
New York, all right.
Yeah, where are you from, David?
Kansas City.
You're from Kansas City. Oh, amazing. Now, as somebody who works as Santa Claus, were you maybe putting a little time in this Sunday? You know what I'm saying there, David?
As the Easter Bunny?
Did you put on a rabbit costume?
No.
You never did it?
No.
No interest, just Santa Claus.
Right.
Is that
how did you get started as Santa? I mean, do you have the Santa Claus features? How did this come about?
Bought a suit and got it half price after Christmas.
Okay.
And stored it away till the following Christmas. And just went to folks in my neighborhood and said, I'll come by your home this evening and entertain your kids if you like. And put the suit on and was entertaining people's children, knocking on the door. That was very successful, and so much so that people were asking me to come back.
Awesome. Now, do you happen to have Xbox 360?
No.
Oh, okay. So you went door to door and made offers to your neighbors, and it ended up working out that you made a living off of this for a while.
No, it was always been a part-time job.
Okay, so supplemental income from
this. As you know, Christmas is only a seasonal holiday.
If you're telling me that Santa only exists a couple months a year, Frank, I'm going to call you a goddamn liar. How about that?
Listen to me. Santa Claus, just real quickly, I'm sure you're familiar with Robert De Niro, and when he played Raging Bull, he had to, gain a lot of weight. Gain weight for your position?
He's one of my favorite actors.
Well, that's good. That's actually, not a lot of people would say that.
All right.
Do you eat a lot of ice cream and cakes in order to gain weight for your role as Santa Claus?
No, I use artificial stuffing.
You're going along the line of the physical appearance, Frank. I'm curious, did you commit to the beard?
Oh, yeah. I always had a real beard.
When did you give it up?
About 4 months ago.
So 4 months ago, you hung up your beard and everything else. But prior to that, for 18 years, you had
18 years.
You had 18. The Santa beard, the white full beard.
Yeah.
What was it tuggable? Was it that long that somebody could tug it to see if it was real?
Yeah, and kids do,
Now, here's a question. Since it's a white beard, did it get any of that creepy yellowing like Boris Yeltsin had in his hair?
No.
Okay, I'm just wondering. So it was pure white. Did you ever have to bleach it to make sure it stayed white?
I used liquid makeup.
Oh, so you faked your way through it.
I guess you could say, but nobody thought it was makeup.
Okay.
It was stage makeup, and it came out pretty real, quite real looking. What's your target audience? What kind of folks listen to your show?
Well, my mom. No, it's
18 to 35 year olds.
Yeah. So, feel free to use whatever language you like. It's okay.
All right.
If you want to cuss, let me tell you something. If you'd like to cuss, feel free to cuss. It's okay. I'm just letting you know.
Now let me ask you a question.
The FCC has rules about cussing on the air now.
Well, fuck the FCC!
Listen. David, let me ask you a question. Do you look down on the Santa impersonators who utilize those felt beards? Do you give them dirty looks when you see them?
I don't give them dirty looks, but people do prefer a real beard on.
Do you ever talk shop with other Santa Claus people? You ever just sit around? And what are some of the regular themes that you go back and forth with other people who've decided to take children on their knees and be Santa Claus?
Most of them talk about how much they love doing it.
Really? No, there's never a cynical bad Santa type.
A war story. There had to be a situation where
Didn't really do it year after year after year. They just had one opportunity to be Santa Claus.
The people with no options. They basically had no other choice. They needed a job for the winter.
They took a mall job as Santa Claus, and then they got sick because the kids were sick, and then they were angry because they got sick.
But those are the mall Santas. These aren't the upper echelon Santa Claus that gets invited to a corporate event like you.
Well, I don't know if I'm upper echelon or not. Some of the mall Santas are very good, but I was just, as far as the cynical Santas, they're the ones who just took the job because it was there and they didn't really believe so much in what they were doing.
So you have a publication where you you do a retelling of some of your best encounters?
Yeah, uh-huh. Absolutely, yeah.
Where can that be seen?
Lulu.com.
That's L-U-L-U.com?
L-U-L-U.com. It's called Best Santa Claus Frolics.
Wait, Best Santa Claus Frolics?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, I don't want to spoil the story.
All right.
But can you give us a sample of maybe one of the more racy encounters you had while in the Santa Claus costumes?
Well, I don't know if there was a racy. There's nothing really racy in it.
You never got maybe pulled to the side and someone says, I'd like to tug something else to see if that's real?
No. I did have ladies that wanted to get a kiss. You know, ladies want to kiss Santa Claus.
Where?
Oh, I yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's good. Okay, so what's the? Give me like the teaser story. Give me a story that gets everybody interested.
Oh, there's a little girl named Terry in the book, and Terry's in the fifth grade, and she still believes in Santa Claus, but the boys are telling her that, you know, Santa's not real.
Okay.
So she was very upset about that.
And so you showed her that he was very real.
Well, I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, the boys are trying to say this. And I said, you know, I gave her the real serious. Now, come on, Terry.
Yeah.
Use your common sense. Come on. Mm-mm. Come on. Do you really think that the 1,200 elves work in sub-zero temperatures up at the North Pole in order to make the same Xbox 360 for you that mom and dad can buy for you down at Walmart?
And use in the North Pole. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Terry. Use your common sense. Can Santa really hit all those households in one night? Come on.
Come on.
You think he can put all those presents for 2 million kids into one sleigh? Come on, Terry. Use the common sense.
Wait, there's only 2 million white kids?
So you were breaking it to her, trying to tell her the truth in a nonchalant way, or I'm a little confused here.
Well, that's the way I put it in the book.
Oh, okay.
I went on and on about this, and then I kind of surprised the reader and go, wait a minute, that didn't happen. I can't believe yourself.
Oh, I gotcha.
Of course, yeah.
Because I was getting a little perturbed that you were doing that, but it was all just in jest. So,
you ever paint it like a candy cane?
No.
Just figured.
I have had you ladies, if you're talking X-rated, you know that they wanted to get pictures where it looked like they were giving Santa a blowjob. You know.
Did you oblige?
I kept my clothes on, but we got the picture.
Here's the most important question. Did you use one or two hands to clutch the back of their head? and did you tilt your head back and roll your eyes to the back of your head?
It was a good picture.
Did you, and let me ask you this. I know you kept your clothes on and all, but did you get them a little close to it? Just like maybe a little too close, then their husband should know.
You'll never know.
Were they able to feel veins on the bridge of their nose?
Is there a Mrs. Claus, or I mean, or is David a single guy? Or
no, I'm married.
Oh, okay. But is it your wife doesn't do
when
Mrs.
you
Claus
when you say then, married? Right? Do you mean married to the job?
No, I'm married. I have a wife.
Okay, yeah. That's good. So, well, how does she feel about all these fucking whores gripping at your felt pants? Maybe they get a few too many cups of that punch, and they get a little loose in the office.
She wasn't there.
Well, oh, okay, yeah. But she doesn't. Does she know? Do you report back to her?
I don't think she heard about that one. We weren't. I didn't know her yet.
Now let me ask you a question, David. Did you charge people to take photographs, or is that included in the package?
That's included in the package.
Wow, you
they
really
can take all the photos they want to take.
Hmm.
As long as the kids are happy.
Oh, wait, there's kids here, and having sim you blowjobs.
No. That was just one office party.
Okay. I saw mommy's slutty secretary blowing Santa Claus.
There you go.
That's right.
You guys have a website?
Why'd you decide to hang up the beard?
We do have a website. It's djnewstyleshow.com. And that's a great question, Frank. What?
I'm having trouble understanding you. It's what.com?
Oh, it's djnewstyleshow.com.
DJU style?
New style. DJ new style show.
NEWSTYLE.com.
Yes. I, like you, have a beard. Well, actually, you don't anymore. You gave up on the beard. I have a beard. And I'm not a quitter like you. And I hope to one day, be that guy who just has the fucking Santa beard all year round. Whether I'm at a diner pouring syrup on some fucking flapjacks, or whether I'm clutching the skull of some dizzy whore who files shit all day during the week at a goddamn corporate gig. I hope to be at that level. It's never going to happen.
The FCC doesn't mind using all this language?
No, because this is a podcast.
A podcast. Okay, got it.
Oh, you don't... Excuse me. Do you take exception with being on a podcast?
No, I just didn't understand that.
You know, it's a fake show, fake guest.
I'm a very dramatic person. Once I hear something, I repeat it back and go, oh, okay, I got it. All right.
Now, the one thing we didn't get a taste of, I mean, we have a feel of what you do. We have a little bit of background. You're a little bit of a racy, kind of inappropriate Santa Claus at times. You get the job done, but you go, you paint, you color outside the lines. We didn't get...
Very rarely. Very rare. That was a rare event.
You're a fucking loose cannon with a goddamn
nightcap
on.
I'm really good. I'm a very entertaining Santa Claus. I entertain the children.
You ever bang your wife with the suit on?
No.
I'm just curious.
I wouldn't tell you if I had.
Well, then you did.
I don't kiss
Frank.
And tell.
Do you think you
I don't kiss and tell?
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind.
And there's
I'm sure he even kept the boots on too.
And
probably.
Not only that, there's no kissing in Santa suit sex, buddy. So there's nothing to tell anyway.
David, just curious, I don't know if you had an answer. Why did you decide to stop doing this?
You know, I've done it 18 years, and I always loved it, and I always lived for it, and it's just something that doesn't. I don't enjoy it as much anymore. I didn't think that would ever happen, but, you know, we grow, we live, we change.
Right.
And it's quite as much fun as it used to be. Writing the book was a lot of fun.
Now, you said you take a lot of photographs?
Well, either I do or other people are doing. I mean, when you're Santa Claus, you get lots of photographs.
You ever have one taken by the law and put online?
No.
I'm just wondering.
No, that hasn't happened.
I'm just messing with you. Now, the thing that we haven't gotten the experience of, I mean, we have a little bit, we get a feel of how you operated, a little bit. We know some
detail.
So the
FCC doesn't care what you say on a podcast.
They don't. But
that's correct.
It's very good. We're free to say whatever, and we're free to do whatever we want. And I'm free to also tell everybody listening and whoever downloads this to go to lulu.com and search for... the best Santa Claus frolics, by David. And what I'd like you to do is,
and then I can tell people about djnewstyle.com.
Well, that would be the wrong site, buddy. So don't fuck it up next time. It's djnewstyleshow.com. Can you give us? Do you have a persona? It's not just wearing a costume. There's a little bit of a acting that has to go into it. I know you said you're inspired by Robert De Niro. Do you also get in character when you become Santa Claus? Do you have a change in voice, maybe?
Oh, yes. You have to do the Santa voice because I despise my people who don't use a Santa voice.
Is that... Wow. And you keep that going the whole night?
Oh, absolutely. It's a shame when someone puts on a Santa suit, but they don't do the voice.
Can
Come
you,
on.
Can you say?
Come on, now that's a sin.
Can you say something for me? If I ask you to say something, can you say it in the Santa voice? It'll be completely appropriate. I just want you to say, "They're gone, Rudolph." That's all. Just say that in the Santa voice, please.
They're gone, Rudolph.
It's pretty close, right, Frank?
Yeah. We're big fans of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Ready, Santa! Thank you.
Now you got me concerned now, because I want to make sure I got it. Didn't it, was it DJNewStyle.com?
DJNewStyleShow.com. That's twice,
see,
Santa.
Right.
I mean, honestly.
Is
honestly,
Santa losing it in the brain molecules or what?
You know what it is? 18 years of being able to be completely drunk while fondling children.
Wait, that's a good one. Were you ever drunk, David, while you were doing this?
Were you a pro, or did you ever let a couple slip back?
No. I can't think of any worse cliche than Santa Claus with booze on his breath.
Okay.
I mean, you're entertaining children. You know, I can't think of a worse cliche.
Did you ever make a condom part of your costume?
No.
Okay. Just wondering. I knew a couple Santas that did.
What part?
You know? It was filled with pills and they swallowed it. And then they crossed the border into the United States.
No, I took Santa Claus very serious. And children take Santa serious. And I took it very serious and did a very, very good portrayal of Santa.
Now, can I call you Santa or David? Which do you prefer?
Santa. Call me Santa.
Santa, where do you keep the suit now? Is it being dry cleaned in some hermetically sealed packaging?
Yeah, it's just up in the closet.
Is it ever going to be broken out again?
Oh, I don't know. It's there for that purpose.
David?
It could be.
David, I'm speaking to the man who lives inside of Santa Claus. David? David, what went wrong? What went wrong that made you run away from who you are? What happened?
Nothing happened. Nothing. Well, I got married. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Maybe. Was it a forced marriage?
No.
Okay, just wondering. You do, okay. Sure, you know, things happen, things slip. David, would you be the official Santa Claus of the DJ New Style Show every December? If we give you a call, will you do the voice?
Oh, yeah. I think it'd be great.
I think that would be great, too. And
sure.
Every December, when I do that, I could probably feel the love and the joy of the season as any creative integrity I had just got completely flushed out the fucking window when we do that. David, I gotta say, I'm really happy we got you on the show. I'm sorry that it took so long. I know that you have no idea who the fuck we are, or even that you requested to be on this show, but
you did.
You did, and I gotta say, you're a good sport. And
now is Frank your engineer?
No, Frank is a bald man who has a severe case of OCD and germophobia. And that's not even like a joke. He really is. Like, he, for example, like if you said, "Hey, could you cover for me?" He would have to go buy his own suit. Like, even if you dry cleaned it, he wouldn't wear your suit because you probably have sweat in it.
I had to buy a new chair. I couldn't even sit on the chair you were on.
See, what's the thing that you fear most, Frank, about that suit? Fluids? Like some kind of bodily fluids?
I guess snot drippings from the children, probably.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, you know.
But he is a great sport, and it's Lulu.com, right, you said?
Lulu.com.
And if you're looking for dirty stories, there really are none. But there's some funny stories, lots of humor.
That's in the collection of stories. You have to take David out for a round of pops. Get him a little tipsy, and then he'll tell you about the time where he had to hide a knife. When his life got crazy and he didn't know what was next, and he had to hide a bloody knife while wearing a Santa costume. David,
I've never been peed on.
So you've never killed a prostitute?
No, I never had a child pee on me.
Oh, very very specific. So no kids have ever peed on you?
No. Well, a lot of Santas talk about that. They'll tell you
I'm sure they do, but not to the authorities. Oh, gosh. Well,
thank you, David.
Babies peeing on Santa's lap. It never happened to me.
No, you lucked out. What about,
yeah.
So you're telling me if I looked at the index, the tip of your index finger on your white gloves, it wouldn't be brownish yellow?
No.
Okay.
I'm not a pervert.
Okay. Well, I assure
you. Disappointed?
Well, I mean,
I'm disappointed you asked that question, Ken.
Yeah.
It's just vile.
I'm sorry, Frank. You know I can't change.
No, stop.
Would you apologize?
No, I want to thank David, aka Santa, for being a good sport, and
Frank,
we're going
to
be calling you.
I want you to ask him one of your random questions. We do this of all of our guests. Frank will
get a random question.
He's inquisitive, and Frank wants to know things. And what he does is, you know, he keeps a file filled with just random factoids. For example, Frank, you asked me what type of soap I prefer, and you have that documented as lava soap, which is natural. So please ask our friend a random question, Dave, a.k.a. Santa Claus.
When you eat a steak, do you cut each piece individually, or do you cut several pieces and then take bites?
Oh, each piece individually.
Thank you.
Very good.
That's the way Bobby De Niro does it.
And that's the way the pieces can most resemble boycocks. I'm sorry. I'm just fucking with you. I'm just fucking around. Okay. Listen, that is how Bobby De Niro eats them. He likes them like that and black.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
David, thank you very much. And I apologize for being so late with this. I mean, it's out of season, but maybe this will inspire you to pick it up come November.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm ready now. I'm ready to visit with you in December.
What do you mean visit with me? I don't have any kids.
We can be on the podcast, though. Do children?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
That's true. You know who does? You know who does have children is Frank. He has three of them. One of them is a boy.
All right. And see, he can talk to me on the phone and
or on
have
Xbox
it on
Live.
The air. Can be on your podcast.
Yeah,
absolutely.
As a little child interacting with Santa Claus, we'll have a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
I think they both would like that very much.
Sounds all
cool. Right.
Okay. David, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, David. I really appreciate
it. Thanks for having me, Ken and Frank. I've had a great time.
I'm glad you did. And
same here. Thank you.
Get back to doing whatever the hell god-awful task you're accomplishing off the air.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Take care, Dave.
Bye. Right now, I picture him holding a fucking cell phone in one hand and having like the type of clear plastic bag they'd use to protect your newspaper from the rain, covering his other hand as he carves at a fucking twitching person. Okay, thanks. Now back to hollowing out this sternum. I cold called the fucking Santa Claus guy, Frank.
I know you did, and I think we enjoyed the conversation. And I'm surprised I'm actually surprised he was, you know, as good of a sport. I thought he would be a little stuffy, a little, you know, not as. But to hear Santa Claus say blowjobs just blew my mind away.
You know, the thing about it, like if you could describe personalities, like people describe wine, like they take a sip and say, "I taste flecks of apples and notes of onion skin." Well, listening to him, I detected notes of DJ Rob. With not so many notes of mental retardation. So, like, it really did sound like if DJ Rob didn't have fucking severe skull injuries.
Oh, DJ Rob. Rob's going to be turning 40 in a couple days. So
no, he's not. I thought he's 40 years old.
He's going to be turning 40 in a few days.
He's 10 years younger than you. Wow.
The same age as me.
You know what we need to do, Frank? We need to get him together and get him to download a piece of software. ICU-2. And then what we can do, Frank, is he'll turn on his cam, we'll turn on our cams, and we'll be face-to-face from wherever we are. He's in Alabama doing God knows fucking what, or Arkansas, wherever the fuck goddamn
swamp. He's getting
state.
Down and dirty.
Down and dirty, yes he is. In the deep, dirty, fucking filthy South. No offense, Clayton, please, you're from Texas. It's classier. And we'll be up in the Garden State of New Jersey. We'll be connected on ICU2. That's ICU2.com. It's honestly video conferencing. First to the goddamn game, and they're always working to make their shit better. Be sure to check them out. ICU2.com. Did you have an opinion, Frank? One word.
I do
one word.
Impression. of Clayton, but anyway.
Let's hear the impression.
Well, he did a video about a couple years ago where he was on the beach. I think it was his first video, and he described some type of material. And he said it's polymer. Polymer.
Like almost like Arnold Palmer, but it's Palmer.
Right. Palmer.
That's a pretty good one. That's a lot better than your Norm MacDonald impression. Can we get just a little sample of that, please?
Yay!
Thank you. ICU 2. It's ICU2.com. Come on, people. Come on. Support the goddamn sponsors, and you're supporting the goddamn fucking show. Can it get any better than that, Frank? I don't think it can. How do you top Santa Claus?
There is no topping Santa Claus.
He's actually he's doing a Who Is record on our domain right now. And
are you serious?
He probably is. He's probably finding out where I live, and when he does, I'll just see fucking boot prints on the goddamn doorstep, and red and white fuzz leading to two fucking sleigh trails on the goddamn driveway. Why are you snorting and yawning and gasping?
I wasn't yawning. I'm stuffing in my snuckers.
You're doing what?
I can't fucking talk to you.
Stuffing in your snuckers.
I'm stuffing in my snots. Sucking in my snots. God, am I fucking losing it?
Are you still sticking?
Oh God, I can't even fucking. What?
Are you weaning your?
I'm still at the 100 milligrams. My brain is not getting any better.
I gave up on the whole trying to not do the caffeine thing. I caved relatively instantly. I gave it about a week, maybe 10 days, and I'm back on. I couldn't do it. I need it. I need coffee, Frank. I can't fucking do it. Oh, well, okay. Sorry to fucking bore you, you piece of shit.
I knew you wouldn't last because you're a coffee guy. You're a caffeine guy, and caffeine saved your life on many occasions.
Yeah, I couldn't do all the driving on Easter without coffee. I needed to do it. I needed to have
some
coffee.
You ever think about just taking, like, uppers or some kind of speed or something like that?
Yeah, Frank, I'm going to take some fucking truck driver speed and yell into a CB and fucking pick my ass until it bleeds and gets flaky like yours. You know, the way you describe your fucking ass sounds like a terrible fucking dessert. Just fucking flaky, dry, and nobody wants to be near it. David Schmaltz, Lulu.com, Best Santa Frolics. Feel free to look that up. I had no idea this dude was going to pick up. And honestly, I just decided to call him and see how that would work. Frank, do you have anything you want to say about the holiday?
No, not really.
No?
No.
You know how I spent it?
No.
I spent it at a restaurant. Actually, I spent it at two restaurants.
Oh, you were kind of hungry, huh?
No. I didn't just fucking decide it wasn't enough after going to it. And we went to a brunch with Amanda's family, and we drove a couple hours north to have Easter dinner with my family.
Now, was this one of those Sunday brunches with the champagne and the fruits and the
they had the fruit no champagne it wasn't a champagne brunch. They had the guy slicing the fucking prime rib
underneath that height lamp.
The height lamp. He was under the height lamp. You know what it was? The guy was coaxing me to fucking get the meat. Like he was like making fun of me that I wasn't getting it, and I had my whole strategy in place. I wanted to sample first, determine what I liked, and go back for more. And obviously, I knew I was going to like the slice of the meat, so I would get that last. But I was picking through the fruits, the fucking antipast, the lentils un bas, you fucking say.
This is an Italian place you went to, Italian brunch place?
Yes. Why do you sound so shocked?
I don't think I've ever heard of an Italian restaurant doing brunch.
Well, they did. It's
Did you recommend this place?
Yes, because it was a bon appétit. Bonobar. You know, that's
what?
You never heard that? On Friday, before the Easter, it was Good Friday, Frank. One of the people I work with, the new guy. You remember I described what the new guy does?
Right, and you also have to give us an update on something, too, but go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I do. Well, new guy, before he left on Good Friday, says, hey, as we say in Italian, Bonobar.
All right.
And I've heard as Bonabashqua for Happy Easter, but he said Bonabashq, just letting his fucking cheeks inflate and deflate instantly. Bonabashq.
Oh.
So you've never heard that?
No.
Wait, I'm sorry. You wanted me to update you on something?
Well, correct? I want you to, on two things. First of all, have you got what's the latest with the emails from your previous boss? Are they ceased?
They have ceased, Frank. You know what? As soon as I committed to a phone call, I agreed that I would call them, and I expressed to them how busy I was.
Tell me, I want you to tell me exactly what you said. Hi, Ken. It's your old boss. Just want to know if you'd be able to help us out. What the situation is?
And you would also add if you could give me a call at some time, that would be great. That's what he said.
Well, I was actually going to be. I was talking to you as though I was.
Oh, okay, okay. You walk by me in a mall or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
ahead.
No, you're calling me back, so I'm picking up the phone.
I didn't call. You're asking
me
to call
you. Back.
Ask me to call you. How my boss?
Oh, you. Never, I thought you called. You eventually called back and said you couldn't help him.
Frank, do the asking, please, and we'll continue this. You're my boss. Go ahead.
Yeah. Ken, hope everything is well. Just want to know when you'd be able to help us out with this little problem we're having.
I don't work for you, faggot. No, I didn't say that. I said I'm very, very busy. I cannot respond to multiple text messages and emails during the workday. If you want, I can call you on Wednesday night. Didn't get a response until Wednesday morning. You don't have to make time to call us. It ended up working itself out. Thank you very, very much. We really appreciate it. I think it was just a fucking test to see how receptive I would be.
All right. Now, are you disappointed that it worked out?
No, not at all. Because now I don't have to worry about it. Hey there, Ken. How are you? I know when someone leaves, I like to.
Walter
pretend,
Sobchak was your
like,
old boss?
Yes, he was. I like to wrap them in polymer. And pretend that they're on extended vacation. So I don't bother them unless absolutely necessary. Absolutely necessary, Ken. It's Terry Silver.
Now, let me ask you a question. On Easter, your family, the tradition of your family, I think it was the Easter holiday, you'd have this plate of horse shit with pineapples on it and ricotta cheese. Was that?
I'm sorry. What did you say was the whole meal?
It was a plate of horse shit with pineapples and ricotta cheese.
No, that is not it.
Is that the Easter holiday that you had that dish?
Easter, yeah, we would always
Now what happened? No horse shit.
We had, we indulged in la bene. We indulged in some la bene. I had to make it myself. But Amanda.
Really?
Amanda
I'm surprised no photos.
Amanda and I sampled la bene, which is, as everybody knows, a very delightful and visually appealing arrangement of rigot, as you say, ricotta cheese, as some fucking housewife with really sharp glasses would say, ricotta cheese, sliced hard-boiled eggs, salami, oranges, grapefruit. I didn't have grapefruit, so I substituted it for strawberry slices. That's what I did. Okay? And we had it. And it's delicious as always. And you call it horse shit and you say pineapples. I don't know why. There's no fucking pineapples in it. Not that it wouldn't be good anyway. By the way, what amazing tradition do you have at Easter besides just not fucking being into being anywhere? Just fucking.
No, I just remember you always brag about this dish that your family would make, and I'm surprised
that. I don't brag
that
about it. I just say, hey, have you ever done. I reach out to
and
you.
And your family made up the name La Bene to mean the good, right?
You can just
retell
everything. Well,
actually, it was some kind of creation from one of your uncles.
Yes. By the way, you're telling the story like it's your fucking story. I really tell you this every fucking year, and you always, you know, the origin of this, Ken, is your uncle.
Bene.
Your great uncle put it together. Yeah, they put it together for like an Easter breakfast. They took whatever the fuck was left. That's what was left. They arranged it together, and they started eating it. Maybe someone asked, what do you call that? And they basically say, shut the fuck up. Eat it. It's fucking good. But in Italian. So when you say it's good in Italian, ebbene. Ebbene. So it ended up just being bene, which got bastardized into being banna. And whenever I hear people say fucking Banna, just fucking irritates me. You couldn't get a more unappetizing name than Banna. Hey, would you like a plate of Banna? La Banna. Sounds a little bit nice. Sounds a little exotic. Ustreamer 081214 is asking if you had a nice serving of Bonzette this Easter. Did your family put together some Bonzette?
No, there's no Bonzette.
What did you have?
Well, we ate at my wife's family's house, so
so let me tell you, when you do that, you don't do anything. You just fucking sit at the goddamn crease of the table, the seam of the tables where they come together. One's 3 inches higher, one's lower. You're on a rickety chair, and you just sit with your fucking arms folded, and that's it. Right?
Is that what you do?
That's what you do, right? So whether it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, or Easter, it's the same story from you. So thank you, Ustreamer 081214, for letting us recycle that vivid description of any get-together Frank has. Why do you get in a snit, Frank? Like, when you don't want to do something, you stop talking, you put a puss on your face.
What do you mean? I don't know what you're referring to.
Is that what you do? When you don't want to be a part of something, you just put a fucking scowl on your face.
No, I just sit quietly and let it move on. Like, there's something you don't want to talk about.
And then people notice that. But now what I'm wondering is, Frank, with advancements in technology, have you ever just taken your iPhone out and gotten absorbed in that rather than letting everybody know that you're not enjoying yourself? Would you ever consider doing that? To me, that's a little more rude.
What, recording myself?
Not recording. No. Although that would be great for us to watch, but I'm saying, like, take your iPhone out when you're in a situation where you want no part of it, and ordinarily you would sit with a scowl on your face, like the mask that Heath Ledger used for his minions in the beginning of Batman, whatever the fuck it is, The Dark Knight, that little scowl. Instead of doing that, take your iPhone out and start tweeting, or just absorb yourself in nothing but the phone. That, I think, would be a more disrespectful display. That would affect the people more.
Well, I have respect.
You do.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was a pleasant day, and that's all I have to say to it. You know, we were only there a couple hours, and you know, we went home. And
I'm sorry. I mean, I thought that it would be like every other event. I guess it wasn't. You've changed your tune. You're a new man, and I now have no fucking point. So thanks for changing and becoming a better person and fucking my story up. I'm sorry, Frank. I didn't see any progress happening. But apparently, you've changed. And that's all I can say about that. Frank, Easter happened, but I'm already excited for Christmas. I can't wait until we can have our friend David back on the show as Santa Claus. I'm going to say that concludes episode 299. Frank...
The big 300 next week.
What plans do we have for this? Is there anything that we can do? What should we do for it?
I think we should both get drunk.
You want to just both get fucking shit-faced?
Absolutely.
I think
you should take off from work the next day.
In my little terrible office, which is twice as big as your terrible office, and get drunk on a Tuesday night.
Absolutely. Are you not game?
I might be game. We'll see what happens for episode 300 on the DJ New Style Show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com, subscribe to the podcast, download the episodes, and tell your friends about it. That's the best thing you can do for us, in addition to helping out by visiting our sponsors, of course, which are ICU2, that's ICU2.com, and of course, Rorschach, a great guy. HearUsTalk.com/WhoIsHe. Subscribe to his YouTube. Follow him on Twitter. The guy just wants to help, and he wants to get his stuff out there. Frank, you have anything you want to say?
No.
Thank you. Volunteer, that's-